Hey, what's going on, guys? Venomous Fat Man here. I'm here on the bit, the boys in the tube, and I got three special guests with me today. I've got something really special for you guys. I'm sitting down with the guys from don'tblowthis.com, the Super Turbo Revolution. Right now, going from left to right, we got Howard, we got John Rambo, and we got Chris Doyle, all from the site and the stream. How you guys doing? All three.
Doing great. We just had a really great stream today. Had a great time. So thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having us tonight. And let's go.
All right, so here we go. So first question to throw out there, guys, you know, just tell us a little bit about what the stream is about, you know, what you guys do, what you guys do on the website. What is the main kind of, you know, thought process behind this whole Super Turbo Revolution?
It's all about promotion of Super Turbo, the game that we all love, we all play. It's all about putting that game, you know, in the spotlight, bring it back into the mainstream, and making sure it's at every tournament there is, and it's played by new players, and it's played for years to come, and it's respected and loved the way that we cherish the game. It's basically the goal of it all.
Sounds cool. So let me start off. Let me throw a question over to Howard's way because he looks eager to talk over here. Look at him. So anyway, Howard, you know, you got, I know we've all heard, you know, seen videos and stuff of you getting the arcade cabinet for ST and stuff. What is it, your love for the game so much that you wanted to go out your way to actually get something like an arcade cabinet, you know, imported or not, or set up a whole thing, what you got going for the stream stuff? What's the whole thing behind that?
Actually, it was kind of an accident. This all started last year, prior to the SBO qualifier. John and I were in talks about, you know, what we were going to do for the qualifier to practice. And we, you know, you guys don't know, but a lot of the console ports aren't, you know, arcade perfect. ST is one game that was never replicated properly. So in that, we were, you know, on the hunt. You know, first we bought a board, and then, you know, we needed to use something to play it on, so we didn't. Technically, we didn't know anything, so, you know, it took me a while to research, do the research and stuff, and, you know, when it comes to, like, cost, you know, a Super Gun was at, you know, when I was looking for it, it was, like, $400 or $500, because these Super Guns, like, custom built. If you get a Japanese one, it's, like, you know, $600, so, you know, I got the opportunity to get a cab. I saw one for sale on NeoGeo.com for $600 from Cali. So we just needed to tack on another $300, and we got it shipped to, you know, my door. So it was $900, and, you know, yeah, sure.
It's pretty funny because it basically all started from a conversation me and Howard had one day, probably a little over a year ago. We were both pretty much unhappy with the games that were out, or that we're stuck with right now. So we said, man, let's play some ST, you know, and. All the, like Howard said, all the console ports aren't very good. So that's when we really started heavily discussing bringing in some kind of arcade hardware. And like Howard said, we just did just various different things. The Super Gun, which is kind of like a mock arcade setup. It's not actually a cabinet. It's run off like a TV. And then we found the board on eBay, and then we just went from there. So it was pretty much out of our just desire just to play the game. And then a couple weeks later, it was kind of funny. It was when Togeki announced that Super Turbo would be coming back, so that it all kind of worked out and came together like that.
That sounds awesome. Oh, go ahead. Sure.
It was a bit of an accident, like how much exposure we got. You know, a lot of as much as we might not thank him, DSP has been like an integral part of Don't Blow This success. You know, just his what would be the word for it?
His influence
is what got Don't Blow This to where it's at now. So, you know, as some of you guys may have seen in the inception, it was just me, you know, myself, Rambo, and DSP playing, and it started from that. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if Damn Die saw the videos or Chris saw the videos or somebody saw the videos, but, you know, all of a sudden people from New York started showing up and practicing with us, and then, you know, and then qualifier came around, you know. The three guys won, and then I wanted to replicate exactly how they were going to play in Japan. So again, I was doing a little more research. I got a little more extra money from somewhere. I forgot. So it was like, you know, and then $700 later, the second cab shows up. But what was funny about all of this is like everything started like falling into place. You know, I joined a forum, a UK forum that's just for candy cabs, And I found a guy in my state that actually, you know, is an expert with candy cabs. So he hooked me up with the link cable to link both of the cabs up. And he gave us, like, insight on what to do. He actually revived one of my dead CPS2 boards or my dead ST board. So, and then, you know, with Chris and his technical know-how, we've been able to get the stream running like this. And this is, you know, a year later.
That's awesome. Now, let's shoot it over to Chris's way because Chris is just hanging out over there. We see him over there just chilling. So, Chris, tell us a little bit how you got caught up in the whole mix because they did mention you before.
Talking to the mic. Damien Daladanis, everybody knows as Damdai. Just one day, called me up and said, "I'm headed over to Connecticut. We're gonna play some ST." And he was like, "You driving?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm driving." He was like, "Okay, sure, I'll go over there." And that was pretty much how me coming over here and getting exposed to Howard came about. I already knew John Rambo from like the tournament scene for many years, so that's how that started.
That sounds cool, but let me ask you a little bit, you know, again, you know, considering like what they just said about the whole thing of what you guys got going for yourself, how do you view exactly what you guys are doing with the stream and, you know, going out there, putting more exposure for ST and stuff like that while in a very heavily populated, I should say now these days, with everybody playing Super Street Fighter 4, with Marvel vs. Capcom 3 now out, you know, how do you feel, I should say, about bringing a game like ST back into the spotlight like you guys are trying to do?
I think that ST needed proper recognition, and I was basically in the mindset of doing what it took to get the stream moving the way it was, to make all the suggestions that we needed to get where the stream is now today. Everything from getting the computer, the capture cards, thinking about the ways to clear things up with the video. I feel that ST needed to really shine, and I think that out of a lot of the streams that are out there, including the tournament. I think ours is the best. Hey, man, I don't care, man. I'm gonna say it. I think our.
Go ahead. You can say it, bro. Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Say it. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say something. We're gonna kind of like. Oh, Chris believes that we have the best stream. So you know, he's worked pretty hard on it. So you obviously, I'm proud of it. He's very proud of it. So he's got the right to say that kind of thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's. I think we've all put a lot of work into this in various ways, the website, the stream. I do a lot of commentary and things like that. But it's at the same time, we're having a great time, and we really love the game. So it's never a difficult thing to do. I think what's pretty amazing about our group is that everyone kind of brought something to the table, something unique. You have DSP, who just brought in tons of his fans, and he's perfect for this kind of thing because a lot of the fans are very young. So because we're exposing, you know, basically hundreds of people every stream to a game that they have never played or seen. So it's an old game, but for them it's new. And if a couple of those people just start playing it, then we've done something tremendous right there. You know, you have Howard, who lets us into his home with the cabinets and make all this noise. And, you know, so it's a rowdy bunch sometimes, but he's done tremendous things. And then Chris has brought the expertise of the stream and gotten that going. And then we got people like Domdai and Mars who bring like the real strong credibility of like tournament players to what we have here. So it's all really come together. And between this year and last year, it's like night and day, because there's most of the major tournaments are now running Super Turbo Arcade once again as a main game. And I'm not saying we're 100% responsible for that. There's people in other parts of the country doing a lot of work like we are. But the game is back, and there's tournaments in pretty much every corner of the country that you can attend now.
And hell, that's an awesome accomplishment. But I want to ask you guys real quickly before we go into another video, you know, while you guys are doing the streams and stuff, because I know we've seen a couple times on the stream, you know, a footage or at least, you know, you know, footage of you guys going around doing your thing while you guys are playing and whatnot, showing all the guys hanging around and stuff like that. Does it ever get to a point, you know, any one of you guys, does it get like really congested when you guys are actually having all those players over there, or when you're actually doing a whole event with the stream, you know, showing off and doing all the matches for the people and stuff like that? You know, what do you guys, what goes on behind the camera that's not necessarily showing up in game?
Oh yeah, that is a good question. There's pizza. You know, I don't know if you've watched our earlier streams. I did order a pizza once on the stream. You know,
Domino's pizza. Which one was it?
Yeah, it was a large sausage.
Awesome.
Yes. Just a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun times going on, and pretty much like what you're going to hear on the stream is what's going on. Nothing is like rehearsed or put on. It's 100% legit, and we're all just having a great time. It's basically the easiest way to describe.
Yeah, I just want to add. I know that sometimes we don't do commentary, but dude, you guys gotta understand that we're playing for 9 freaking hours. There's no way anyone can do 9 hours of commentary.
Damn right.
Sometimes towards the end of it, it starts getting a little quiet, but you know, going back to your question, you know, it does get heavily congested in here. I have to open up like 35 windows. And, you know, there's people stepping on each other. There's people sitting on the floor. I try to get as many chairs in here. But, you know, it is what it is. And this is for the love of the game. And, you know, I kind of want to get into, like, a little bit into, like, you know, I really love the scene that we created here. You see a lot of variety. There isn't, like in a lot of tournaments, you see Ryu, people just playing Ryu, top-tier characters, yeah. Old Sagat, Sim. In our stream, you actually see, you know, myself, I play Fei Long, Chris plays Chun, Rambo plays Sim. You know, Phil plays DJ, et cetera, et cetera. And you kind of see a lot of variety and, you know, see different kind of matches, that's what kind of makes our stream, like, different from our, you know, our other people.
And just want to add, like, I mean, you know, what we have going on here is not a common thing in the United States. Most people are going to be playing online alone, you know, and like, I'm really grateful that we have what we got going on here. It just keeps growing and growing. We had new players came last stream, got new players coming this time. So it's just a really beautiful thing we got going on here. And I think what we'd love to see is people doing this in their city. You know, you're living in another city in the country, you know, going on it, set up with a few other people. Or, you know, if you don't even like ST, play another game. Get together and play offline, because that's really where the fun comes from, you know.
That sounds cool. Seems like you guys got a real big general love for the actual game. But we're going to get more into ST specifics in a minute. Be sure to check out part 2, guys, as I continue to sit down with the guys from DontBlowThis.com. See you in a bit. Yeah. What's up, guys? Venomous Fat Man here again. I'm sitting down here on the bit, the boys in the tube, with the guys from DontBlowThis.com, the Super Turbo Revolution. We got John. We got Howard. We got Chris. So now, pretty much, we're going to talk a little bit much more about the game, Super Turbo, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, or also Super Street Fighter 2X. So let's talk a little bit about philosophy of the game. Why is it, okay, the big million-dollar question, why is it that you guys just pick specifically Super Turbo as your main game, as pretty much, you know, why you do the stream and everything?
Well, the easiest answer is we think it's the best game. So, just the sheer, they call it the Grandmaster Challenge, and it's called that for a reason. You really got to be on top of your stuff, and you really push the limit.
Sounds cool.
He's got some brutal stuff, and I love that. It's like living on the edge, you know.
Sounds awesome. So, anyway, let's go from left to right this time. Let's go over to Chris, okay? So, tell us a little bit, why is it to you that, one, you think Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo is the best game, period? And why is it, do you believe, that necessarily it's probably the most balanced, if you think it's the most balanced game out that's Capcom's release?
Yeah, well, easily. The reason why I feel that Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo is the most balanced game is because they put, like, three-plus years of constant R&D into the game. I mean, with so many builds and so many revisions of it, you know, of Street Fighter 2 in general, you just couldn't help but love Super Turbo. Well, at least that's my opinion.
And out of all the entire roster, who's your character of choice now, and why specifically?
That would be Chun-Li. And she is my character because of the fact that I can. Well, yeah, mashing's kind of nice, you know. But I can be real creative, especially with how I can work her super, meaning that she has like a holding charge in her super, and the fact that I can get the legs out real quick.
That's pretty cool. Now, out of all the iterations that Chun-Li's been in almost every like Street Fighter game that you might have played, because, you know, Chun-Li's been everywhere with all of Capcom's games, do you think that they ever really got her right in any other game besides Super Turbo, or was that one clearly the best version of her, and why?
I think Third Strike might be all right. I wasn't that much of a fan of the game, mostly because I got into it. As far as the other games, maybe like Marvel or like CBS, I don't know. They all have their good points to them. I kind of like the one that was on CBS too. That Chun-Li is pretty decent. I liked how they went back to doing the neck breaker and. Yes, flip mode indeed. But still, to me, there's no other Chun-Li other than the ST one for me.
Sounds awesome. So now moving on to John over here. Let me ask you a much harder question. You know, if there's one thing that you could say about Super Turbo that they really got it right, what would it be and why?
The game is balanced, my friends. You know, it was always considered the most balanced game. Now, we did a video today, which will be on YouTube later on, about Guile versus Dalsim. And this is considered like a 7-3 match. So basically, if you don't understand that system, out of 10 points, you would give Dalsim 7 points. You'd probably win 70% of the time. Guile would win 30% of the time. Now, in any other game, you would say a 7-3 match, one character is just gonna dominate, and the other character pretty much has no chance to win. A 7-3 match in ST is completely different, because with one jump in, if I throw a fireball at the wrong position, Guile can jump in and touch of death, and that's game over with one jump in. And it's still considered a 7-3 match for Sim. So if you look at it like that, the game's incredibly balanced. Every character has an opportunity to land something that will give them the game. So that'd be my answer.
That's cool. So, you know, going off from that a little bit, you know, getting a little bit much more off the wall with that, the cast of characters, like pretty much, you know, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, I think it has about 12 characters. Am I correct? Or there's the original, or how much is it exact?
It's, 15 or something like that.
About 15? About 15, 16 characters, roughly? You know, counting or not counting Akuma, you know, for whatever reason. But,
not counting Akuma, it's still 16.
Okay, so 16 characters, just for the sake of art, because I know you can verify this. Akuma's banned in ST play and tournament play, am I correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So, do you think for a fighting game and it being so balanced as ST is, do you think that's probably the perfect or at least close to the perfect amount of characters that could be in a fighting game in order to get that perfect balance for all the entire cast and all the matchups?
You could probably make a balanced game with more. It just takes, you know, a very long time. I never really understood that's more of like fan service. There are a lot of characters in there. People want all these different characters, blah, blah, blah. That's more of like satisfying people that they just throw all these guys in there. I don't know. I'd like to think that you can make a game with 100 characters and balance it. It's just going to take a lot of work. But as a video game player, I don't need a lot of characters. Like if there was a game with, you know, I think a game with 5 characters could be good too. You know, it's not really necessary. It's just how I look at it though.
All right. So then finally, one more for you. You know, same question like I asked Chris, who's your character choice and why?
The only people know, I use Dalsim. I like the, I was really like taken by there's a Japanese player named Gian. You can look up on YouTube, his name is, he's spelled Gian. And he came to the United States for Evo 2005 and he won. And I was really like mesmerized by that dude, so I was I just thought it was cool, you know. I really like to zone you and slowly pick away and chop you down. So that's what I look at. I think Sims are really bizarre, you know, the drills and the way he jumps. He almost like doesn't really belong in the game. He's so different than everyone else. He should be in like Darkstalkers or something, you know. So I just thought he was so bizarre and cool. So that's pretty much where I'm coming from.
That's pretty cool. So now moving on to Howard now. You know, Howard, let me ask you a little bit of a different question. Now, obviously, we already pretty much verified that ST is number one, ST is the best and stuff. But at any point for the stream, have you ever actually considered actually doing some of the other games, like maybe Third Strike or maybe CVS2, other things like, because I know I've been in the chat on the stream a couple times and everybody's always talking about all these other games and stuff, and like you guys could be doing the most phenomenal ST match I've ever seen you do, and for some odd reason randomly they'll be talking about another game. Like, have you guys ever considered like moving on to something different?
Yeah, we did, and we got a lot of flack from it.
Really? Like, tell us a little bit about it.
Went back to it.
Tell us a little bit about the flack you got about.
Yeah, we did Third Strike, and what ended up happening was we had this HD Box Pro that was actually, you know, we're having a lot of problems with the video, and this would actually fix the video. The problem is that ST and Third Strike, them both being Capcom games, run at different syncs. ST runs at 56.6 and Third Strike runs at like 58.8. So you were getting a lot of static on the screen, and then you couple that with people that are like diehard Super Turbo like fans that we're watching the stream, they don't appear on the chat. Then when John or like Chris or somebody else was going on GGPO or on Super K, they were getting shit from constantly. Oh, why'd you guys switch to Third Strike? It's about Super Turbo and this and that. So we never bothered going back. But in the future, you know, to show people, yeah, we're probably going to branch Don't Blow This Off to do other games. Just to show that, you know, with menial equipment, we can perform a stream or run a stream that rivals some of the other streaming people. I don't want to say, you know.
The other streams.
I mean, that'll be more of like a separate thing, you know. We'll do with the Super Tour Revolution, and then perhaps in the future there'll be other stuff going on. That's not going to be replacing or taking the time away from ST. And the reason that we do ST is because we all felt that ST needed more time and it needed the exposure. So that's what it's really about. And there's people that watch from all over the world, pretty much. And there was, like, we played Third Strike for like an hour one time because this guy brought it over. And yeah, there's people were upset because they, you know, there's people that want ST. And that's why we've been successful, because there's a demand for it, you know.
Okay, shooting on right over back to Howard for a little bit of another question I want to ask before we kind of go to the next video. You know, you said that now you've got pretty much people from all around the world, you know, watching ST. You've tried to branch a little bit, like you said, to other games and stuff. But instead of branching over to something like Third Strike, since it is about Super Street Fighter 2, for that matter, would you ever at some point maybe consider instead doing something like Championship Edition, Hyper Fighting, maybe even going back as far as maybe World Warrior, you know, as far as something like that?
Yeah, we did that, and then I get flack from people here about doing that, because I have a hyper Street Fighter 2 anniversary board, and that, you know, as some of you may know, it's the what is that, anniversary collection for the PS2. I got the board, and you know, there is some things that are different. Like they did, I think in the revision that I have, they balanced a lot of the characters in some way, shape, or form. But a lot of what happens is, like, when you pick, like let's say, like, CE versus, like, ST, it doesn't matter. Regardless if the CE character throws the ST character cannot tech. So he takes, like, the full hit from the throw. And, you know, and we all know that old characters throw. When they throw hard, man. And that thing hurts.
So. Oh, my God. Yeah, true. So, you know, last one I want to ask also, like I did with the other two guys. Your favorite character, who you use, why?
Well, I don't know. If a lot of people were watching the stream, I did go through some phases. Initially, when I started playing ST, I always picked DJ. And the reason why was because of DSP. I always loved the way he played DJ. So I tried to replicate his DJ replicate my DJ to be like his as best as I could. And then, you know, as time went on, you know, I played remix with him and stuff like that. But and then like when this whole thing about this qualifier started, I had to switch to another character because I knew I was going to get demolished. So I went to Boxer. Then Boxer started getting a little, you know, old. So I went to Boxer, and then I started using T-Hawk. And then, like, I don't want to have to say it, but Don Dye actually bit off of me for T-Hawk. T-Hawk. So then after that, I started playing Fei Long about, I don't know, like 2 months ago or so. And, you know, I don't think I'm doing that bad. I'm actually being able to compete with some of the people. So Fei Long so far is like the, for me, is like the most fun character. He's like, you know, if you look at the cast on like a tier standpoint, he's probably like really low tier. But he's really rushed down, and that's the kind of style that I have. So I'm always in like somebody's face, and you have to. So, and then he has like a lot of good like TODs and stuff. So that's what really like made me want to, you know, play him.
That sounds dope, man. So anyway, guys, we're gonna go into one more video now. Be sure to check out part three. I'll see you guys in a bit. What's going on, guys? Venomous Fat Man here again. I'm here on The Bit, The Boys in the Tube. I'm sitting down with the guys from DontBlowThis.com, The Super Turbo Revolution. We got Chris Doyle, we got John Rambo, and we got Howard over here. Okay, so pretty much, let's start it off with this question over here, you know, before we kind of close this interview off. Future plans for ST Revolution. What do you guys, or at least, you know, John, first off, what do you foresee in the future, you know, with this, where is this going?
The future for ST?
Well, I mean, the future for the stream. Sorry, future for Don't Blow This.
Well, we began with, like we said before, a conversation me and Howard had about wanting to play some arcade ST, and then it turned into us getting cabinets and me carrying it up the stairs, much to my, dislike. When we got it up here, and then people from all other states came in, and we started off making YouTube videos, and then it got so big we decided to stream it. We got a beautiful stream. We just opened our forums up on our website. It's DontBlowThis.com/forum. And the website's growing every day. More and more people are going to it. And the future's big and bright. Put on your shades, you know. I think we could, I think we've become a powerhouse in this community and on the net. I think we could run a tournament someday. And I don't see why not. There's nothing stopping us from getting as big as we want.
That's awesome. Now, shooting over to Howard, you know, same question, but what do you foresee in the future for the DontBlowThis.com stream? And if anything, is there anything specifically that you might want to do or wanted to do but couldn't at the current moment that you could see yourself doing in the future?
I want to be able to run like a tournament, like a large scale event. I just need, you know, as anything else, you need a lot of money, and we're not quite there yet. So, you know, what I wanted to do, or what I want to do, is what they're doing in Europe right now with X-Mania. If you guys don't know what X-Mania is a tournament that's run every year in Japan at the Mikado Arcade. It's an invitational, isn't it? Or is it like a...
Kind of like Tokido? I mean, kind of like Togeki?
Yeah, kind of like Togeki.
Invitational, but X-Mania is open to anyone.
Yeah, exactly. And... they run it every year, and it's run by Mikado, and Matsun owns Mikado. So I guess the people from NeoGAF.com got into contact with Matsun and to use the X-Mania name to run this tournament. So it's actually some large-scale event in Europe, you know, that's going to happen in June, right? June or July? Yeah, so if I wish I can run some event like that, but I would need more equipment and, you know, get a venue and stuff like that, and that all requires money, but... Hopefully in the future, we'll be able to, you know, find a way to get more funds and make something like Don't Blow This profitable.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think if you went back a year ago and you said, you know, you guys are all going to be streaming and this and that, and ST's going to be back in all these events, I think, you know, you'd be pretty surprised. So a year from now, who knows, anything could be going on.
Anything, Chris? I posed the same question, Chris, you know. How do you see yourself, you know, at least, you know, down the line with this stream or anything pretty much like that?
Dude, I think I like to say first and foremost that our stream basically tops the quality as far as video is concerned. compared to a lot of other streams. And I basically wanted to challenge myself to make the stream look better and better. So I'm not 100% with the stream as it looks right now. I want to see it grow more. I want to see more things done. I want to see more people checking this out. I want to show people that you can stream video games and it can look good on the internet. You can stream anything and make it look good on the internet. You just gotta put the effort in. I'm thinking that Don't Blow This shows that.
I just want to add, it's my feelings that the way things have been handled in the fighting game community the last couple of years, I don't think are very good. I think some of the current websites are not friendly toward new players. They're pretty much not friendly in general. And it's pretty much a lot of people just taking care of themselves, taking care of their friends, and things like that. I think it's time for a change. It's why we call it the revolution. It's time to end the nonsense, the people picking on each other and the stuff that doesn't belong. It's about having a good time and learning. And I think a team of American players could go to Japan someday and go to Super Battle Opera and win. I know we have to help each other. It's not about tearing each other down or hiding strategies from each other. We have to unite the community and become stronger and better.
Some of you guys may not know this, some of you guys may, but, lately, or in the past, 6 months, we've been fighting tooth and nail on forums. And it's basically worthless. And what I want to put out there for everyone to know is...
Attention, guys, this is big. Yeah, sorry, no, I was saying, pay attention, people, this is big.
Yeah, what I want you guys to know is no matter what you want to play, make sure when you play it, you have fun. And that don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't play. And that's what a lot of these forums do. And what we've done is we've actually brought ST back to what it was before. And a lot of people are still upset about it that the other game got dropped. So if you look on, and I will put it out there on sureyoucan.com, on the top of the forum, it says Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. It does not say HD Remix. And, it's funny because a small community in Bridgeport, Connecticut actually made all this happen with nothing. So a lot of people, again, are haters and, they will continue to hate. But it doesn't matter what anyone thinks. I play what I want to play.
Boom.
Yeah, it's important people are doing constructive things. You're not doing it. If you're going on the internet forum and just hating and writing negative things, you're not doing anything, I see stuff like that. It makes me want to do something constructive. I'll make up a video to hype up a game. Things like that. There's so many positive ways to promote something, and there's ways not to do it. And a lot of what goes on these forums or various places turns people off from participating or going to a tournament. If you look at a forum and you go look how these people are treating each other. Do I want to go to a tournament? And am I going to be treated like this in person? I don't know. It's usually not the case because people are usually only jerks online. But to a new player, you don't understand that. So we need to rewrite the rules completely, pretty much.
That sounds awesome. Now we're gonna kind of close this off. Just to add, my two cents into this after talking to you guys already for the past couple of videos and stuff. Like what Howard said, you got to play what you love and love what you play. Pretty much for the most part, can't let any other people, forums. Internet sites and stuff getting away with that. And I gotta say, no, not kissing ass here or nothing, but credit to you guys. You guys are the first little organization that I've seen that actually, has really gone the distance and stuff and really kind of stick by exactly what you guys wanted to actually stand up for and actually what you guys wanted to actually, become known for and get that notoriety for. Because I find it amazing how so far I've seen so many other, places or groups or things Fight Nation EX, Empire Arcadia, SRK.com, all these other different sites and stuff. And honestly, I think you guys are just, the three, the four of you, the small group that you guys have, you guys have accomplished, in my opinion, much more than what most of those other guys have done, at least in my opinion, from what I've seen. Because you guys, what you guys do is amazing. You guys do is awesome. And it's cool that you guys stick by that game. So
Well, I really appreciate that. I'm very thankful for your kind words there. And what's amazing about this to me is so much of the community does nothing but negative complaining. If you just do little things, little something makes such a big impact. You know, now, what do we really do? We got a couple cabs. It wasn't that difficult to do. We got some stream equipment. It's difficult to set up and things like that, but we did the proper research. We put the work, a little bit of work, a little bit of time. You know, this isn't our job. We're not profiting from this whatsoever. This is all done in our free time. And you can do this too. Other places, you can do this too. You can do something positive for a game you like and also enjoy it at the same time. So this is not an impossible feat. This is not a ridiculous thing. You can do it too. You can do something positive for your game. I just want to make sure people understand that.
That's awesome. So now we're going to close this interview off. So from left to right, starting over there with Chris, you know, the silent but deadly guy. Let's go over here. Any last minute shout outs, rant outs that you want to do out there?
Just shout outs. I just want to shout out to my brother, David Doyle, also known as Green Tea. Fantastic player. Wish you were still here with us playing, but I guess you wanted to move on to other things. And definitely shout outs to the community who stays positive and does positive things for their game.
All right, John. Shout out, ran out.
Just want to shout out all the people that are doing good things for ST. It's not just us. You know, I want to make sure people understand that. It's all these different tournaments. There's people bringing arcade equipment to all these tournaments and stream equipment and whatever. There's people running these events. There's other people all over across the country that are, trying to bring respect back to the game. The game kind of went through a slandering period, and with talks of loops and all these things. So yeah, just shout out to all the people doing the good work. Shout out to our crew who works hard and everyone brings something good. And all the viewers. So that it's amazing that we at one point, at one stream, we had 2,000 people at one point watching it, and I think 18,000 different IP addresses logged into the stream. So I mean, that's incredible. The game's over a decade old. And so without people watching and things like that, it wouldn't exist. So, I mean, thank you to the people who are watching.
Cool. So Howard, close it off. Shout out, ran out.
Yeah, I want to shout out to all of our fans. You know, the fans are what keep us going. And actually, you know, even the people that give us a hard time, you know, if it wasn't, they actually make it better, because it actually drives me to perform better or do a better stream. And I want to shout out a special person that is an integral part of Don't Blow This. The person who created the website, his name is Carlos. His handle is ApexCPE. Without him, don'tblowthis.com would not be here. He's a personal friend of mine, a childhood friend, a friend of mine. And actually, he's the one that subjected me to fighting games when I was a kid. So, like I said, without him, this wouldn't happen. And, and I want to thank... You know, I don't know if I've ever thanked him. It's DSP. Without DSP, again, Don't Blow This wouldn't be here. And I want to send a special shout out to our Seattle brethren. They're the ones that actually kept playing Super Turbo, even in the hiatus that we've had in the last few years. And they've been playing it strong. And it's a big shout out to like Jason Cole, Zaz, Julius Blaze, all those guys over there. So.
I also want to shout out the online community as well. People are like GGPO and Superkid. Probably would not be any ST left without people that stayed on there and played on there. So they're a big part of this as well.
All right, so there you guys have it. From me here, Venomous Fat Man here on the bit. Also from the guys over at DontBlowThis.com. We'll see you guys again soon. We'll talk to you all later. Peace.
Thank you.